way. Spanning south of Birmingham to north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa to Gaston, with parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in for a good measure. This is Ernie Yarbrough filling in for Phil Williams on the Right Side Radio. And that opening monologue, talking about the importance of family, building slow, taking a stand, doing what's right. Well, I'm honored here in this next section to have with us State Representative and House Majority Leader Scott Stathagen. He represents the 9th District, and he is part of my Morgan County delegation. And Scott is doing some really important work for standing in the gap for our children in our state. Scott, welcome to the program, sir.
Representative, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's my honor. I know you're a busy man, and so I was thrilled to know that you could jump on here for a few minutes. And you've been doing some really important work trying to deal with the situation of drag queens and drag queen shows and intentionally targeting our children. We had a situation actually that happened in Morgan County where, in response to that, we had pastors and church folks show up to peacefully protest, preach, and then share their position on that issue to protect our kids. So take a minute to let folks know what you've been doing to work on that and kind of what you're hoping for in the next session.
Yeah, so we had a bill last year that was going to address the situation, and we're sitting in committee, which I was on that committee in state government, and I'm sitting here watching people for it, people against it, and the people that were against it were pastors of our state, you know, and I'm sitting there watching them get red-faced, mad, upset, shaking their heads the whole time. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, where have we come to society where we have the pastors of our church going to the state house in Montgomery, Alabama, to protest legislation, you know, because that's where we're at. And that's what this movement is. They're trying to indoctrinate our kids. They're trying to make our kids accept this behavior. This behavior is a mental illness. If you're a man, you want to dress like a woman. And to push this on kids and to make them accept this behavior is unacceptable.
Absolutely. No, I'm on that committee as well. And it is something to behold, to watch. We have to engage in the cultural battle. I mean, it's like you said, we were talking earlier on the phone, and you made a great point that that we can be silent no longer, and we have to stand up. We have to have courage. Like, we can't be a doormat. We can't be the rug that people just tread over. We have to stand up. We have to have courage. It's not as if people who, you know, push this agenda aren't pushing from their own moral and religious worldview. They absolutely are. And so we have to be willing to stand up and fight for what we believe in. What are some of the ways, Scott, that people can be engaged and be involved to make their voice to be heard about this legislation and just this issue in general?
Yeah. So basically what we were talking about earlier, you know, the right thing to do is, if you see something wrong, you do something about it. Right. And a lot of people in our society don't want to interact and cause conflict and controversy. But the problem is, 10, 20 years down the road from now, I'll be in my late 60s, and I don't want to imagine what our society will be like if we don't stand up against for what they're trying to do. The more that we are silent, the more they will do. If you turn on Disney and turn on Mickey Mouse Playhouse Club or whatever it's called, you will see rainbow flags all in there. You will see in different cartoons males with males. You will see all this stuff, and it's there for a reason. It's there to indoctrinate our kids. So when that next generation comes up, a little bit more is accepted, and we're going to be in trouble. So, I mean, the thing we have to do is, when you hear of a situation in your community, you need to stand strong and let your voice be heard, because if you don't, if you stay silent, then they get away with it, and then they come back with a bigger event, and then a bigger event, and then they keep going and keep going, and before you know it, you don't have a voice because you're outnumbered.
No, that's a great point. You touched on a couple of great things there. Number one, you know, like it's like what we did in Morgan County. We organized a group of pastors and Christians to go and speak up and protest and say, you know, we stand against this. We stand for God's definition of the family. This is not acceptable. This is wrong. This is an abuse of your position as adults who are supposed to be guiding children to what's also right and true. And also to your point, you know, a lot of times we, I think even in the moral majority, as it were, we've empowered some of this because we've purchased and put our money to these places like Disney that are committed. I mean, we all saw the leaking of the, you know, the video calls internally where they were absolutely the leadership committed to pushing this agenda. And so we have to be willing not only to vote with our votes, right, and to be engaged with our legislature and say, hey, we want this legislation, we want this bill, we want this protections. We have to vote with our dollars. And I think one of the things that's going to do is create a parallel economy. But we have to be willing to unplug our dollars and put them where our dollars ought to go. Representative Scott Stathagen, thank you so much for your work. Godspeed on your efforts. And we appreciate all you do to make Alabama free and flourishing and to preserve our faith and values. And that is the Right Side Way. Spanning south of Birmingham.